Hello, thank you so much for downloading our episode. This is John Gora. I hope you listen and you get inspired. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get our episodes each and every week as they drop. Be the first listener and get inspired.
Cool. So, hello and welcome to One Talk Radio Podcast. This is John Gora with you, your host as usual. And on the other side of the camera, I have a great gentleman from all the way from the U.S. This is a guy that has stories, a guy that has something that is passionate, that's going to change your life, something that's going to motivate you to start your day, to warm your afternoon or evening. Or if you're just driving somewhere and you want to listen to something great, this is the time that you need to tune in. And don't touch the button, don't touch the dial. I have Rob House in the house, and I don't want to talk about him so much. I want to let him tell us about himself. Rob House, you're welcome in the house, man.
John Gora, man, thank you for having me in the house, man. I love being in the house. You know, I like being in the house with like-minded individuals. Because the more like-minded individuals you got in the house, the stronger the house is. And we must protect this house.
We've got to protect this house, man.
Yeah.
That's exactly the truth. That's exactly what we need to talk about this afternoon from other sides, morning from other sides, and definitely night in other parts of the world. Rob House is an empowerment artist using his talent to spread love, spread happiness, as well as, you know, just spread the peace around the world. And he's been doing this all of his life. But before we get into that, Rob House, there's something that is so unique, something that is so, you know, motivational about you that I would like you to talk about. And that is Rob with his friend Rob getting robbed at a gunpoint. How funny is that? And
you know, that was a great way to say it, man. And if no one's ever said that to me, like I always say, I'm Rob. Yeah, my man's Rob, and we got. I never heard it said with an intro. Dude, that is really. That felt a lot different too. Like, wow, you know what we were? We were the Matrix before the Matrix. those who know the Matrix movie, the most infamous. Popular scene is when they're ducking, Neo's ducking the bullets, he's dodging the bullets, and that's what it was like when the gunman stepped outside the car and started shooting at point blank range, just pop, pop, pop. We ducked two, one got us, but it didn't get us. It just kind of went through my arm and through my shirt and into his leg. It's unbelievable. But I mean, but you know, let me tell you what it did. So let me tell you, this was like the beginning of, you know, Spider-Man. This was a radioactive spider, you know, came out of the spider came down and it became radioactive. It bit spider Peter Parker. That's how he became Spider-Man. You know, certain things happened to people. You know, Batman, he had the traumatic experience with his parents and then, you know, took his mind to the next level. You know, everyone had their thing that took them to where they were going. I believe this event, this life or death event, obviously I ended up on the side of life. This was the beginning to super awareness, you know, because, you know, when I came out of the store, you know, I was expecting just to get in the car with my friend. And when I got to the car, there was a guy with a gun. Immediate paradigm shift. Okay, boom, my mind's blown. Never been in this situation before. I've seen it, but never experienced it. Guns loaded to my head. Dude said he's going to shoot us. Says, get in the car. Next thing I know, there's a tussle. My boy, Rob, again, his name's Rob. My name's Rob. We got Rob. I haven't got Rob on my arm. I mean, what the heck is wrong with me, man? You know, there's something wrong with me, man. You know? And so my boy, Rob, feeling really strong at the time, clearly feeling like a superhero, he reached for the gun. Okay? Remember, the gunman has the gun, and he jumps outside the car with his handle on it, and then he opens fire. Three shots. Rob and I both jump back, like the Matrix, pop, pop, pop. And the bullets miss except for one, and it comes through the outside of my arm, then comes through the inside of my arm, goes through my shirt, and goes into his leg. It's still his leg today. You can ask any airport that he goes to, you know, because the bullet went so deep into his leg the surgery would have just jacked the stuff up more. So they just left it in there. No big deal. He's good now. He's actually just as fast. Matter of fact, he was the fastest in our neighborhood. And then when he got shot, he still was the fastest until I decided to decrown him. So that's something different, though. But so, you know, that experience, John, so when that happened, first of all, everything shifted. I became aware of everything. Let me tell you, let me close this part. The most miraculous part of this entire shooting episode, the most miraculous component to the whole story, is later when I got home after the hospital and I was all stitched up, I took my shirt off, my bloody shirt. It was a Barry Sanders jersey, and I was looking at it. My shirt was bloody and it had holes across the front of it. And I was wondering, why do I have holes in the front of my shirt? And then I replayed the incident and I looked at my arm and I realized it was the bullet that traveled through the outside of my arm. It came through the inside of my arm and then went through my shirt. So when I went back, the bullet went through my shirt, just missing my chest cavity by whatever that mathematical equation is. And then it goes into Rob's leg. And I was holding the shirt up thinking, like, I think I was holding the shirt for like 3 hours. I think I was standing there just holding it. I was like, wow. So my awareness had already gone to the next level, but now God inserted himself. Like, this is God, because everything else was all adrenaline. This moment was all God. And this is when I had my real come to God moment. Because he's like, yeah. I was like, wow. Like, that could have been it. And my cousin, man, got killed a couple years later, one block away, shot in the head. One block, two blocks, very close proximity. A couple of years later, I'm holding a shirt. God showed me, like, wow. So from that moment, man, I really saw life a lot differently. You know, it was my emotion, my empathy rose because my awareness rose. So my awareness to me is like, you think about awareness like a flashlight. Whatever you put your flashlight on, you can see. Think about everything being dark. But there's lots of things in the dark. The flashlight is your awareness. I can see that. So the brighter your awareness, the more you can see, the clearer you can see. You know, so if you look at something with the intention and you have awareness, you can see more. You'll know where things are as well. So that rose. And from there, you know, I just began to, appreciate every moment. You know, my appreciation, again, awareness, my appreciation rose. I just became more aware of the things that were relevant and important. I also became kind of psychotic too, because we would go to parties and I would know where everybody was. I would know who had a gun. I would know who had the weed. I would know what girls were looking at me. I would see everything. It was really sensory overload now that I think about it. And I probably should have went and saw somebody, you know, or should have got some help, but I didn't know. I was just, you know, just doing what I had to do, which was live. So that was a long one, man. But yeah, that was the shooter story. The Matrix before the Matrix.
it's a story that I really wanted to listen to it from, we call it raw, because I've been listening to it recorded. And, you know, the first time, in fact, the first time we connected on LinkedIn, that was the first story I had about you. And I don't remember it was on which podcast, but there's a podcast I listened to and there was that story. And I was like, how could that be possible? Because, you know, but then I said, no way, there is God. Exactly. And every time that we are walking, God has a book, you know, and he's written in this book. That's how I'm taught. And I believe that each and every book is written, that Rob is going to go down this day and this time of the world, you know. So it wasn't your day. It wasn't God.
What about God day?
Said, no, you've got to testify. You've got to inspire some people and motivate some lives to continue, you know, knowing that there can be a second chance, third, fourth, and fifth chance in life.
Absolutely.
That's a motivational story, Rob. And I appreciate that you've got the strength to speak about it, you know, to share it with the people. And this is what we are looking for, because there are a lot of people outside there who look at their problems and see their problem as a big deal. You know, they've never understood that there are some bigger problems outside there there are some circumstances that you can be in, but when you believe in God and, you know, you believe in yourself, the inner soul, the inner part of you, you can still come out and, you know, do some greatness across the world.
Absolutely.
So, the second thing that I wanted to talk about, Rob, I went through your Facebook. I've been, you know, doing research about you, just seeing what you're doing. Not all that I know, because since the time we connected, what you've been doing, I really know. But now I wanted to see and know Rob before I connected with Rob. And there's something that I saw along the way just last, I think it's in this month, 12th of November. There's a post you did about that you titled "Happiness Has Power Over Your Immune System," if you can remember that post. And this is the reality of this talk, and it is what I really wanted us to talk about. Happiness has power over your immune system. You know, if we can get it from your own words. We will understand the meaning of this word. It's a powerful word. Somebody might not understand how powerful this thing is or this statement is, but if he will hear it from you, they will, you know, generate the sense of acknowledging how powerful it is to say this, bro.
Oh my goodness, man! I thank you for asking that question, and you know, it's. I'm so happy that we are actually talking about it, like people, because 100 years ago, this wasn't even a conversation. Like, happiness could do something for you. Happiness can increase your well-being, can extend your life expectancy. 30 years ago, like, you couldn't talk about this. People would just think you're crazy. But after a while, like, you can't unlearn something. You can't unsee something. And so there's certain facts and stats that have come out. Happiness actually increases your well-being. Well, what do you mean? Well, first, when you're happy, there are certain chemicals that are released in your body, right? You got serotonin, you got dopamine, you got certain chemicals that are released and actually supports cellular growth, like your happiness. It helps your immune system physically. So that's the physical side. On the mental side, happiness actually creates clarity. Think about this. When you're really upset, how often do you make bad choices? When you're really mad, really emotional, how accurate are those choices? Not very. But when you're happy, when you're clear-minded, you can make a much better choice. So right there, happiness increase your cell, your skin, your body, your immune system, and it also increase your mindset. And so it actually extends your life expectancy because it's providing the type of nourishment your mind, body, and spirit needs. So don't worry. Be happy.
Wow. That's the rope. And that's what I wanted, man. That's exactly, you know, that's where we are heading to. The tune you're starting to bring out. And you know, when you tell somebody not to worry, just be happy, you know, it's as simple as it is said, but it's very hard as to clear or break a rock to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been because if you look around Rob House, you'll agree with me that there's a lot of people who are depressed.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people, there are a lot of suicide across the world. And a friend of mine was sharing with me that all of these are happening because some of us are working like in the jobs we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are in, we call them covenants, like marriage that they don't like.
Yep.
They're in a family they don't like. They wish they were born in another family. Some people are in schools that they don't like.
Mm.
So how do you advise these such kind of people to know how to take happiness as an immunity to your system and to realize that, you know, in each and every situation that you can be in, there is still a way through to get out of it and be happy?
So that's a great question, man. And so, it's easy to say be happy, right? It's easy to say we know it works. You just heard the stats and the facts about happiness and the immune system and how it increases. But someone's saying, look, my life sucks right now. You know, I hate this job. My marriage is terrible. My kids don't listen. I don't have the opportunities that everyone else had. Like, there's a lot of different real things people are going through, right? And so I would tell you, and I would tell anybody, what worked for me when I was at my rock bottom, I had this thing, this rock. It's my gratitude rock. My daughter has one too. And this rock reminds me to be grateful. And it doesn't matter what you have in your life or what you don't have, you have something to be grateful for. And that's where it starts. Like, you build happiness off the foundation of gratitude. You can't be happy if you're not grateful. And it could be just the fact that you are alive. Start with the very bare minimum basic things like air. We think it's basic, but without it, you're dead. We have this thing called the law of familiarity. You know, whatever is familiar to us, it kind of like becomes irrelevant to us. Now, the most essential things in life we should be grateful for. So start your day with gratitude. In the morning, before you wake up, you have 70,000 thoughts a day. Before those thoughts begin within you, which will give you more momentum to deal with the stuff, the crap, the things that you will have to endure for that day. And it's all about the choices. You're going to have to make choices after choices after choices after choice after choice. But the more grateful you are, the better decisions you'll make and the better outcomes you'll get, which will just increase more gratitude. So it's a circulation. We call it the circulation of gratitude, man. You and I just made that up, okay? The circulation of gratitude. And that's how it works. You know, you're grateful. Somebody say, I want this, I want that, I want this, I don't have this. There's a whole lot of I want, there's a whole lot of I, a whole lot of me's. Let's stop. Just get grateful. And that will begin to open your mind up. And that's what it did for me. I was like, you know, okay. Look, I'm like, you know, I have this talent. You know, how come I don't have something? I got these skills that everyone says are so cool. What do I have to show for it? And I got to get down on myself. I mean, I used to be, this was recent, like super, super recent. And just because you're motivated and inspired and you're leading the way doesn't mean you don't still have things, you know, that challenge you. But what I did was I found something to be grateful for no matter what. I started starting my day with gratitude. I started intentionally being grateful and thankful and walking and spending time by myself. That's another thing I was going to say, John. Key number two, get by yourself. I was walking the other day, yesterday, and I asked myself, I said, what is the greatest lesson I've learned in life? I'm going to post this video today, matter of fact. I'm posting it today. And I was like, what's the greatest lesson I learned after 45 years of living on this earth? What's the greatest lesson that I've learned? What is the greatest thing I could say that I've learned on this earth? And it was, talk less, listen more. I was like, wow, okay. But then I went to unpack. I was like, why is that the answer? I feel it, but why? Because when you talk less, you can listen more. And listening is the birth of understanding. Understanding is what's necessary for communication. The reason why I'm saying that is because when you get still, not only do you become a better communicator, but you become a better thinker with inside your own self. You begin to remove all the things that have been distracting you and hindering you, and you get that solitude. So now you can be grateful in a clear space. So gratitude and a clear space, those two things together, man, You're gonna be on a road in the right direction.
That's a absolutely great road, and I did the right choice to get you on road because I knew this was the man to spread this good news of happiness. You know, because you've got it from you, from experience, you've had it. You know, you're doing it practically, and my next question or maybe a subtopic to discuss is the way you can transfer happiness from yourself to others. You know, it's always great to be happy, but it will only be greater to, you know, spare your time to transfer the happiness you have to the next person, because you never know the person you're meeting next. Somebody, maybe somebody who's sitting next to you, you never know what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So if at all we can give something that will create happiness, that will, you know, bring them back to life, this is the real thing, the reality of life that I want to know from you, Rob. How would you transfer that kind of happiness to another person that is not you?
Giving. Jacqueline Wei, who you had as a guest on here, she is amazing with this concept. Giving is the best way to transfer. You know, you want to transfer happiness to somebody else, bring value to their lives. You know, bring value, whatever that may be. That could be the smallest thing as, you know, giving them a compliment, you know, buying them a coffee, you know, sharing a resource, you know, just listening and being there. You know, that's the best way. You want to transfer happiness, you know, bring value. But it's going to be impossible for you to transfer happiness if you don't have any, you know. So it's first you got to get yourself together, because inner peace, once you get the inner peace, then you can create the outer peace. And that's really how we create that collective world peace. There will always be some kind of violence and things, because you got to have the polar opposite. But that'll be real small. We'll have a whole lot of positivity. And it starts with that. So the inner peace, man. You know, get that inner peace to create the outer peace. And then if you want to transfer that value, you want to transfer that value, that happiness to somebody else, listen to them. They're going to tell you what they need. People will tell you exactly what they need if you're listening. Most of the time, no one's listening. Everyone's talking. Here's the thing I was talking to myself about today. I was honestly thinking about this. Like, when you think about communication, you first thing you think about is what? How you talk, how you deliver, right? The first thing, instinctively, it makes sense, right? But that's not, but most of communication is not that. In my opinion, it's like 70-30. Yeah, 30% you are talking, but 70% should be listening. I mean, if you are interested in real, having real communication, and real communication means you're able to assess and synthesize the information around you, you can only do that if you're actually listening. So that's my thing on listening. That's my thing on listening. But yeah, that's how you if you want to create happiness, listen to what people desire and deliver to them. Just be present and deliver the gift. The present, the gift, present gift.
You know, I love how you're bringing it, you know, in a very simple way, but it's very powerful. What you're saying is very powerful, but it comes in a very simple way, you know. It's not something that somebody has to go and dig somewhere or from a rocky garden somewhere. Yeah. It's just like plucking a flower or plucking a leaf from a tree, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how smooth I expected to get it from you, Rob, because I know the kind of happiness you create. So in line with that, Rob, you dance, Rob, you sing, and you create happiness videos together with your family, friends, you include us as well. And, you know, what motivates you, and how do you keep that face, you know, smiling, and not only your face, you know, Maribel smiles every time. The mother smiles every time, and when we see you, Rob, we smile. So how do you make this possible?
You know, I was just asking myself this question, like, what is the thing? Because like, it's not like I'm trying to do something. I've been asking myself questions about myself lately. Like, why? Like, what is the origin of this? Like, what is the, like, why do you do what you do? What really drives you? And then I asked myself, like, why are you happy? Like, why do you desire to be happy so much? Because I hate the opposite. I don't like discomfort. I don't like any of that. I don't like any of those other feelings. So naturally, I just gravitate towards goodness. I gravitate towards sunshine. I gravitate towards motivation, because the other stuff, I literally begin to die. When I get around negative people, I start dying. Like, just, but I start to wither. Like, it's like melting, man. It's real. I realize that about myself. Like, that's why I call them the U-turn people. When I see them, yeah. I just U-turn around, you know, I just sure. Because, and I don't judge people, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to be negative, you want to say negative things, cool, but just not around me. I can't be a part of it. You know, I'll dismiss myself. So to answer your question, you know, I have a lot to be happy about too. That's the other thing. Like, with this gratitude rock and just straight up being grateful for what I have, like, you know, people died where I came from. I'm here. I almost died a couple times, actually. You know, I'm here. My daughter, she's here. She came through a little, we'll call it, give me the right words. We'll call it a medical challenge. She flew through that too, you know? So I'm grateful for that. My wife, you know, she really loves me. Like, it's real. Even though I get on her nerves, it's real love. I'm grateful for that. All I have to do is keep doing that. That's how you get the smile on your face. You look for the things to smile about and recognize that you have to intentionally do it. You're not programmed to do this. We're programmed to find negative. It's a basic survival mechanism built in us since the beginning of time. It's called the amygdala. It's the reptilian part of the brain. It's looking, what can go wrong? Protect. So it's trying to find. So if you are not intentional, you'll just be finding stuff wrong with everything. And wonder why your life's wrong. Now, you need that part, but you need to be aware that that's the part that's going to make the negative aware. But you got to deliberately find the positive. And then what you'll do is you'll start to quiet that amygdala down. That amygdala starts to, what we'll call the monkey mind, starts to calm down because you're finding things to be grateful for. Just make a list. Check it twice. And you'll find out who's naughty or nice.
Wow. Man. You know, this really calls for Rob's Happiness Part 2. And I think we've got to go into another time. We've got to just create another time so that we can have a long conversation, Rob. But to sum this conversation, Rob, I have something, or I have the last part of this conversation, and that is the new album that you're doing. You've been doing a lot of things, a lot of music. I know about the Freestyle Friday. And I know about a lot of those short clips that you do. But there's a new album that you are creating, and I think it's going to come out before Christmas or on Christmas, is it?
Yeah, it's coming out Christmas Day. And wow. I got that feeling, man. You know, we'll call it intuition. We'll say God spoke. I don't know what happened. I just forgot this. Rush, like, album, Christmas Day, Happiness is Mandatory. I'm like, oh, no, that was too weird. It's September. No, it's not. And so I didn't really listen. And then my birthday passed, and it was really loud and clear. Mel Bell's birthday is the 18th, mine's the 19th. So we celebrate, and on that weekend, I heard it again. Album, Happiness is Mandatory. Okay, so we got a couple months to do an album here. Let's get busy. So a couple of things are happening. Happiness is something that everybody has access to. Music is the one language that everybody speaks. I remember listening to a song. Somebody sent me something. And I don't even know what language it was. But it was like, that's all I heard. And I was saying it, man. And I was saying, I was feeling it. I really hope it wasn't like some kind of curse or something. But I was singing this song, man. And I was feeling it, man. Like, oh, man, feeling this thing. And I don't even know what they were saying. Music speaks all language, right? So
definitely,
this happiness is mandatory album. This is the thing. Not only is it going to be able to be translated across all dimensions, minds, and concepts and ideologies, but everybody will be able to groove to it. And so, what is the message? Happiness. I have songs in there that's going to work on different sides of the brain. Left side, the right side, the whole side. It's going to lift you up. It's going to inspire you. It's going to encourage you. It's going to edutain you. We call it edutainment, education, and entertainment, because education is super important, but entertainment is the way people become aware and become receptive. So if you mix the two, you can then entertain them while you educate them. So this is going to be that type of project. And so I'm doing something very special, though. I didn't want to just do an album, you know. Wouldn't it be cool if you got a song, a new song from your, let's say, an artist that you liked every single month, you know, exclusively? I've actually never heard of that. That is so freaking good, man. Lila is like that. Lila is, I mean, her. I just couldn't believe it. I was so blown away by it because I wanted to do something that was special and unique and. That's what I'm all about. I don't want to be the same. You know, this is boring, you know? No one remembers the same. That's why it's the same, you know? So basically for $19.99, you get the album on Christmas and 12 songs for the whole year. And you're part of the house music group. And so I don't know, right. And that's why I'm only doing 100 because, you know, I get real excited, man. Then I'm like, wait a minute, what are you doing? You're doing too much. You're doing too much here, okay? Okay, you're giving away too much stuff, but... You know, I like creating that excitement, man. And this album, I know for a fact, is going to be around. It's going to be one of those publications, man. It's going to be one of those experiences. This is going to be because of the time that we're in. If we're in the mindfulness era, mm-hmm. We're in the mindfulness era. So yeah. This type of music, man, is like the mind's already. And so people are going to remember, and then they can't unlearn what they learn. Once they understand like how to be mentally, physically, and spiritually rich, mm-hmm. They're not going to want to go back. So happiness is mandatory, man.
I totally agree with you, Rob House, that happiness is a mandatory thing that we need to do. We don't have excuse. You know, we don't have a choice. It's true. You've got a choice to choose to be happy and choose not to be happy. But the truth is that we've got no choice, but we have to be happy. Mm. That's a fact. If you're not happy, then you're missing something that is, you know, that will grow you from one side or one level to another. If you can't,
goodness.
Yeah. If you can't just climb a mountain if you're not happy.
Yeah.
You'll come down. You'll drop
quickly.
You'll drop down.
Yeah.
So just to sum up this conversation, Reb has, I would like just to give you this opportunity to talk to somebody outside there, somebody who's depressed, somebody who's thinking that he's knocked so many doors, he's traveled a lot of miles, and you know tried all the alternatives. Perhaps he thinks that he's tried all the alternatives and everything is not just working for them. What do you say to them, Rob Hales?
Well, you never have ever tried everything. So don't ever tell yourself that, because that's a good way to corner yourself into a place of nowhere. Because in your mind believes whatever you tell it. There's always an opportunity. And what you would have to do, if you're really interested in bettering yourself and coming out of the hole and becoming your best self and living what I would like to say your best life, you're going to have to start with loving yourself. And you got to find a way to do that. Like, nothing works if you don't figure that part out. Don't go get clothes. Don't get a good, you know, watch a movie. Don't go try and get a girlfriend, a boyfriend, or wife, or husband. No exterior alternatives are going to work. You must first love yourself. So you look in the mirror and tell yourself that. You're like, what? Why? Do you tell your wife or your husband or your significant other? Yeah. You tell your kids? Yeah. You tell your aunt, uncle? Yeah. Tell yourself? Oh. So there's a lack of love, and within the self, it's going to be very difficult to go up that mountain, John, like you were saying. So I'll say love yourself. My wife is working on a song called Love Yourself, actually. It's like, love yourself. It's love. I forget how it goes. Love yourself. Love yourself, even if no one else will. Love yourself, even if no one else will. Yeah, that's it. Love yourself, even if no one else will. That's it, man. Wow. You gotta find it. You gotta find it. Just do it.
That's it. That's it. There's nothing else. So that's a great one. That's a great one. The biggest word that you left us with tonight is love yourself. No one else will.
Yeah.
You've got to love yourself. So it was beautiful, and it was great having you, Reb House. And just like I said, this was the most interesting episodes we've ever had here. An episode that is full of laughs. And that's what we can learn from how you create happiness across the world, Reb House. And I think, and I hope, that we're going to have the second part of this after the release of the album you are really waiting for on 25th. So after the release, I'm going to play that album here, and I'm going to host you here, and we'll try this Facebook thing if it's going to work out for us. Because we really need to talk to millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to reach these people raw is to use the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easier to access, and, you know, in real time, we mm-hmm. share these things, and we share happiness across the world, and the millions and millions of people going to see it and going to appreciate the work that you are doing. So it was beautiful. It was really, really beautiful to have you, Reb House.
Oh, and man, thanks,
pass my regards to your family. And, you know, sometimes I always forget the time zones. I wanted to tell you have a good night, but I remembered it's still morning in your side.
Yeah, it's afternoon now.
It's afternoon.
Yeah.
So I wish you have a great day ahead of you. And as you plan to do things to make everything work out for you, I know you're creating album. Maybe you want to go take some good photos for the album. You want to go buy some milk for Melabelle.
Yeah.
But to enjoy your time.
Yeah, man. Thanks, John. It's a pleasure, brother.
Mm-hmm. It's my pleasure, too. And be blessed, Reb House. Until we meet next.
Yes, sir.
We've got to do it again, right?
Yeah, man, for sure.
That's why.
Yeah, let's do it for sure, man.
Thank you so much, Rob.
All right, brother.
Thank you for taking your time. Thank you for giving us this great, great, great show. And God bless you.
Do you really know how best to manage and to take care of your choices when in a situation? It is sometimes very difficult to know what to do, whether to go left or whether to go right. But this has been made so easy by the entrance of Impact by Choice podcast, where Aranda takes her time to take you through her books, invite guests, and discuss how best you can make a choice that will not only impact your life, but also the lives of those people near you. listen to her podcast, Impact by Choice, and learn how to make choice. Thank you so much for choosing One Tap Podcast and listening to today's message. I hope you subscribe not to miss any episode that comes each and every week. We'll drop it right here to inspire not only you, but the world over. One Talk, the world unites.